And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "What you have not absorbed by the time you reach the age of 18, you will never absorb. It is finished. You'll be able to develop what you have absorbed. You'll be able to make something or nothing at all of it, but your time for absorption is over, and for the rest of your life, you will be branded by your childhood." The writer Georges Simenon, born in Liège, Belgium, 1903, one of the most prolific writers of all time, wrote more than 400 books, including his detective novels featuring Inspector Maigret. Published his first novel when he was just 17. He said, "I wanted to be not just myself, so young and insignificant, but all people, those of the land and of the sea, the blacksmith, the gardener, the bricklayer, and all those to be found on the different rungs of the social ladder." He wrote 10 pages every day, Georges Simenon, spy stories, detective thrillers, romance novels, and by the time he was 25, he was rich enough to have a chauffeur and he owned a yacht. It's the birthday of the religious historian Elaine Pagels, born Palo Alto, California, 1943, who in 1972 joined a team of translators who were working on the Nag Hammadi Library, a collection of early Christian texts, the Gnostic Gospels, which showed a different interpretation of Christianity and which had been banned from the Bible. She wrote a book about them, the Gnostic Gospels. It was a big bestseller in 1979. She later studied the Gospel of Thomas and wrote a book about that, Beyond Belief, the Secret Gospel of Thomas, and more recently has written about the Book of Revelations, arguing that it is not prophecy, but a symbolic account of current events. Her book, Revelations, Visions, Prophecy, and Politics in the Book of Revelation, came out 2 years ago. And it's the birthday of one of the most famous pilots ever, Chuck Yeager, born Myra, West Virginia, in 1923, who in 1947, piloting the Bell X-1 rocket-powered airplane at an altitude of 45,000 feet, became the first man to break the sound barrier. Here's a poem for today, an old English folk song, "Who Killed Cock Robin." "Who killed Cock Robin? I," said the sparrow, "with my bow and arrow I killed Cock Robin. Who saw him die? I," said the fly, "with my little eye I saw him die. Who caught his blood? I," said the fish, "with my little dish I caught his blood. Who will make the shroud? I," said the beetle, "with my thread and needle I'll make the shroud. Who will dig his grave? I," said the owl, "with my pick and shovel I'll dig his grave. Who will be the parson? I," said the rook, "with my little book, I be the parson. Who will be the clerk? I," said the lark, "if it's not in the dark, I'll be the clerk. Who will carry the link? I," said the linnet, "I'll fetch it in a minute, I'll carry the link. Who will be chief mourner? I," said the dove, "I mourn for my love, I'll be the chief mourner. Who will carry the coffin? I," said the kite, "if it's not through the night, I'll carry the coffin. Who will bear the paw? We," said the wren, "both the cock and the hen will bear the paw. Who will sing a psalm? I," said the thrush, "as she sat on a bush, I'll sing a psalm. Who will toll the bell? I," said the bull, "because I can pull, I'll toll the bell." All the birds of the air fell a-sighing and a-sobbing when they heard the bell toll for poor Cock Robin. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.